Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Chad Wagner, who's a coffee roaster, homesteader, and Bitcoin evangelist. He owns the East Texas Coffee Company and heads up the East Texas Bitcoin Alliance. Now, for Chad right now, the East Texas Coffee Company is not his main gig. It's more of a side project. So you might be in that same boat. If so, I think you'll find today's conversation very interesting and helpful. Also, what I hope you'll get from this conversation is the work that Chad's doing to start great conversations connected to Bitcoin in his community, as well as how he's trying to build Bitcoin community right where he is. But of course, before we get to today's interview, we have this week's Bitcoin Meetup Spotlight. And this week is the Benton Harbor Bitcoiners in Southwest Michigan. Are you located near St. Joseph or Benton Harbor, Michigan? If so, don't miss the monthly Benton Harbor Bitcoiners Meetup held on the third Thursday of every month at Dwellers Coworking. The unique event location means you'll be able to both informally socialize and join into more formal roundtable discussions. You can share your thoughts and get insights from the whole group. To get more details and plan your visit, look up SWMI Bitcoiners on Twitter or search meetup.com for Benton Harbor, Michigan Bitcoin. And of course, if you're not in the Southwest Michigan area, you can always use the Oshi app, download that in the App Store, and you'll be able to find the closest Bitcoin meetup to you. Now, we're going to get to our interview with Chad right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Chad, welcome to the podcast.
My friend Josh, thanks for inviting me, dude. I can't wait to chat with you today, man.
Absolutely. So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. So you ready for these?
Yes.
When and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
I would say the first time I heard about it would have been many, many years ago. Here and there, but I basically just overlooked it, dismissed it completely, because I think, like most of us, we think it's just internet money for gamers or this and that, and it might have started out that way, but really it was, I think it was late 2019 or 2020 when the pandemic happened. I was working at a coffee shop at a local mall, and I was sitting there one day. I looked over and I saw a Bitcoin ATM, this little orange ATM. And I was like, that's kind of odd. Like, I thought this was gamer money or digital money. So it really had me curious. I even remember I took a photo of it and I went home and just started to kind of do a little research. I stumbled on some really, really good podcasts. I think the podcast that I first stumbled on was The Pomp Show. And that dude's super hyped up, and he was putting out a whole bunch of information, and I heard about this this halving event, and that really struck me as curious. And so once I learned about the halving and really started to understand what Bitcoin was, that opened up the door to really just diving in.
What's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish that everyone understood?
I've been thinking about this question. There's two things that I wrote down for myself. And the first one was that when you start to understand Bitcoin, it opens up really just understanding what money is. And from there, it starts to help build your financial awareness in general, which leads to being a better saver, which kind of starts your journey into actually building wealth. Because had I not even started down that journey, people don't understand money. They just look at these green things in their pocket and assume that that's money. But once you start to understand what money is, and then you go, wow. And then you start saving $5 and $10 and $20, and stacking like we do, it becomes empowering and leads you to more financial awareness. So that for one thing. And then the Bitcoin community, people have no idea how awesome this community is. Every single person I've talked to that's involved, I mean, if they understand it, you just pretty much give the nod and it's like, yeah, we're on the same page, man. We're about freedom. We're about, you know, just ethics, you know, going back to the roots of just like freedom and ethics and honesty and education. And we all want to empower each other with this. And you don't hear that a lot with money. We don't really talk that way about money usually, but with Bitcoin, it's like, man, I want to help you get wealthy and you get wealthy. So those are the two things that I feel like I want people to understand about Bitcoin, and then they can take their journey.
The next question is, what is the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
There's definitely some great podcasts. I think first and foremost is the books that I've read. The Creature from Jekyll Island was a game changer. Just blew my mind. I've read it twice. I've listened to it on audio format. Just a wealth of information. From there, I usually suggest the Bitcoin Standard. That just really simplifies what money is. And then I like to get people involved in kind of the community side with usually Bitcoin Twitter. There's some great chat rooms in there, and those are fun because you can actually jump into the conversation and, you know, ask questions and stuff. So that's a great way to learn as well. But yeah, those are typically the first kind of three things that I suggest to people, along with, hey, getting some Bitcoin is obviously one of the first steps. Just get yourself $100 worth of Bitcoin and start figuring it out.
And I'm curious about Bitcoin Twitter. I asked this question to one other person who brought it up as a great resource that they recommend to other people. Do you have any accounts that you think are kind of the starter follows? Like, you, if you're starting off on Bitcoin Twitter, this is who you should follow. Or maybe if you want to answer it a different way, some hidden gems that people may not know about. They may not be the big names, but you feel like are really valuable follows.
I listen to the Cafe Bitcoin every day. I'm out on the road at that time. So, you know, it's about 9 o'clock in the morning and I got the Cafe Bitcoin. Those guys are great. I think they're connected with the Swan Bitcoin group. And then I really enjoy the Simply Bitcoin, which follows up later in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Those guys are a little bit more, I feel like, high energy, and they make a lot, they make it a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just all that, man. It's great.
Now, question number four is this. Beyond Bitcoin, what is a tool or a resource that's been beneficial to you or your business recently?
I've been using the Shopify setup to sell the coffee beans online. Really simply, you know, way to create your own website. I don't know if this would apply, but myself, I'm out marketing at farmers markets. And so there's something that they have on Facebook called the Reco Ring. And it's basically like we post all of our goods and services there on Monday. People go through there and order what they want. And they go ahead and pay for it. And then we meet at the end of the week to do a drop off. So it's kind of just a community group for local goods. And so, but it does save me time because I don't have to set up at a market all day long and kind of wonder if it's going to work out, you know, so it's time saving and I know exactly how much stuff to roast and bring. So that to me has been a really nice resource for what I'm trying to do.
And curious about Shopify. I know that in the past they talked about integrating Bitcoin into their online store. Is that complete? Is it something that's easy to work with, or are there maybe other directions that you would recommend people going?
I immediately jumped on that. I haven't seen any way to do that yet. Yeah, I was hoping to be able to just plug and play that option. Luckily, I was approached by the Oshii guys who have come out with a really cool app. And I found a way to kind of connect them with the website. And so now you can go to Oshii, buy the coffee. It'll direct you to the website to pick out which ones you want. So that's really honestly working out super fantastic.
Awesome. And that's actually kind of what instigated or was the impetus for this podcast. I was looking around on Oshi for some businesses to interview, and I'd seen some of your stuff before, and maybe even, I think actually the Cafe Bitcoin guys, someone on there may have actually brought you up in the past. So you'd kind of been floating out there in the ether, but I saw you on Oshi, and that was what was kind of the final nail in the coffin, sounds like a bad way to put it, but the thing that made me decide to go ahead and reach out to you. I don't want to transition quite yet because I have one more question, but our final question is this. As a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
I was going to go with why not, because I do find myself saying that quite a bit. Like, I usually say, why not me, when I'm thinking about, you know, trying a new business or, you know, shoot, maybe if I even buy a lottery ticket, right? Why not me? Someone's going to win, you know, but, I know that if you don't do, you'll never get, right? Mm. If you never get off the bench, you're surely never going to score. So I always use that. Why not me?
If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. Well, Chad, we're here today to talk about your coffee company and to learn how you're integrating Bitcoin into what you're doing. Now, we also read in your bio that you're not just the owner of the East Texas Coffee Company, but you also head up the East Texas Bitcoin Alliance, all about East Texas. So maybe share with us a little bit about your business and also what the East Texas Bitcoin Alliance is.
I'll kind of back up a little bit. I'm originally from Salt Lake City. At that time, I described earlier when the world went to hell, we decided to move out here to East Texas and start a homestead. So we bought 2 acres. We immediately went to work planting our garden, and just investing in getting the soil prepared. Primarily, this is just to feed our own family and just for security. So, along with that, I wanted to continue being in the coffee business of some way. I've been in it my whole life, whether I'm a barista or managing or something. So I had the opportunity, and this is kind of ironic, but Bitcoin, when it was at its peak, I had made a good amount of profit on my investment over the past couple of years. And I was running through my head, you know, I said, what is one thing that I would actually be willing to part with my Bitcoin for? Because we like to hoard that stuff. We don't like to get rid of it, at least at this point. But in my mind, if I was going to cash out any Bitcoin, it had to be something of more value. And to me, that was the coffee roaster itself. So I cashed out some Bitcoin. I bought a small coffee roaster. I've got it back in my little shop behind the house, and now I'm the neighborhood coffee guy. So that was just something else that Bitcoin played into. It was part of the story. But out here in East Texas, I mean, it's very different than anywhere else I've lived before. A really great community, and I wanted to be able to provide the coffee. So I came up with this logo. It kind of symbolizes the oil derrick that you see a lot out here. Just nothing flashy, but this coffee is primo. And just to start out with, I'm not trying to make a bunch of money with this. I'm not trying to scale up or anything like that. I can only roast a few pounds at a time. But I want to be the coffee guy for the neighbors. You know, I'll even do a lot of bartering. If they have eggs, meats, things like that, I'm happy to trade. You know, so that's one of the key things that I'm building here as well. It's eventually I want to be nothing but Bitcoin and barter, straight up. That's the goal. When I found the Oshi app and I opened it up and I saw the actual live, you know, map that you can scroll around, I thought, what? This would be cool if my entire community was lit up with Bitcoin, kind of like the Bitcoin beach, right, that we hear about in El Salvador. So I like you, I want to get other businesses onboarded as well. And I saw that as a great tool that I could go present around my community and say, hey, what if we were all on this app and the Bitcoiners coming to town, they could literally figure out who's on their team, you know? So that's kind of why I adopted the app as well, not only for my personal use, but to be able to go out and kind of recruit and share it with the community.
Well, just out of curiosity, have you had a lot of other business owners you've been able to sell the vision to?
I've got only like one guy so far that's interested. For one thing, you know, I'm out there orange pilling people every day, but I feel like this area, this East Texas, is just, like I say, it's completely different. These guys are still writing checks, you know, and they're still haven't caught up with kind of what's going on. But they, when I do present it, you know, they're like, wow, this is very interesting, you know. But one of the biggest complications that we're going to run into is the taxation. You know, as a business owner and having to deal with the taxes of accepting Bitcoin, you know, with IBEX, one of the cool features is that we can pay with Bitcoin and then that can be paid out to them in fiat. So it takes away that tax liability, which is a really cool option. So they can still accept it as Bitcoin, but then they get paid out in cash, you know, so that's cool. But yeah, people are coming around and we are doing some meetups. And so that's helping as well. And I plan to grow that as well. Just keep on doing it, man.
So I'm curious, you know, part of this interview is obviously about what you're doing and promoting your coffee. I want to delve into that a little bit more, but I'm also curious, when you have talked to business owners and, you know, told them about Bitcoin, told them about Oshi, what have their responses been? You mentioned people there are still writing checks. I mean, I definitely know people who still do that as well. I'm curious though, like, do they understand the problem? Are they open to it, even if they haven't pulled the trigger yet? What are some of those conversations like?
I think, for one thing, most of them haven't even begun to understand Bitcoin. So it kind of starts with that. And then it's going to, and then the next step would be, hey, we're going to be having meetups here and we want to pay with Bitcoin. So it would behoove you guys to accept it, you know? But if it's going to bring in almost no transactions, you know, onesie twosies, it might not be worth it yet. So I'm just planting the seed at this point. You know, let me help you understand Bitcoin. Maybe you come to some of our meetups. As this thing gets bigger, you know who to come to. I even went to the Harley Davidson shop and I said, hey, has anyone ever tried to pay with Bitcoin? You know, they said, no. And I said, well, if anyone ever walks in here and wants to pay with Bitcoin, you say, hell yeah. And then you call me and I'll help you make it happen, you know? But yeah, it's still very early on. I'm just dropping the seeds and beginning with, you know, where we started out. What is money? What is Bitcoin?
Well, I think understanding the problem is also really important. That's one of the conversations we'd had at a meetup probably about a month and a half ago, is like, people have to really understand the problem before they're even open to thinking about any solutions. So understanding what the issue is with a fiat world like we have right now is really important. And I think that a lot of people, you know, just for a little bit of context, I'm down here in Mississippi, so we're not too far from each other. And I think a lot of people aren't necessarily too fooled by some of the extreme money printing and things like that. A lot of people down here are more conservative. They don't like the fact that government spending is super high. But sometimes you don't know that there's an alternative. They see the problem. And if you really talk to them about that problem first, they're a whole lot more open to the solution when the issues have really sunken into their minds. So I think that's a great place to start, for sure. When it comes to your coffee, you said, you know, mainly focused locally. You're obviously selling on Oshi and you're selling online, shipping out. Right now, it sounds like you do a lot of, you know, you have your Bitcoin, your Homestead, and your coffee. Is that mainly what it is for you right now? Like, is it that simple and straightforward? Do you have additional jobs, additional work, and things like that? What's it look like for you?
Yeah, I've got a fiat job as well, like a 9-to-5. I drive around a truck, kind of delivering things. So, definitely got the earbuds in all day, listening to podcasts and books. The goal is ultimately to, you know, I find myself, I'm an entrepreneur. And I really want to get into the Bitcoin space one day, which is kind of cool because there's no one in charge, right? We can get in if we want to get in. And I find that really intriguing that there's no one that we have to ask if we can or not, you know, being open source and whatnot. But I haven't found exactly where that's going to be yet. Other than I do like to host events. I do like to go out and assist the business owners. So one day, hopefully get rid of the fiat job and be able to kind of dabble in the coffee. And as my garden starts producing more, we can start selling some of that stuff too. That's the goal.
Yeah. What's the homestead look like for you right now? And maybe what are your longer term plans? Is it mainly gardening? Do you also have animals? Is it a little bit of everything? What does it look like?
Primarily, we've got just a bunch of in-ground and above-ground garden beds. So we're growing everything from zucchinis to carrots, beans, tomatoes in the summer, peppers. And the main goal is just to feed ourselves, you know, especially if the economy continues to do what it's doing and prices going up. We literally go out to the garden every night and pull food from the garden and eat it. It's extraordinary. I just have a couple of chickens, handful of eggs every day. I don't really plan to scale that up too much yet, although there's a couple properties around here that are also for sale. So one day, if we were able to kind of like expand and kind of build a community, I think that would be really cool. But yeah, most of it's just self-preservation, you know, looking out for myself and knowing that I've always got food and coffee. And that was kind of the way for us to kind of hedge inflation and just a sense of security, knowing that we have that food.
And I love that you've talked about, you know, making sure you're reaching out to your community, building relationships there, maybe even having like barter relationships. So you do need to look out for yourself to make sure you have what you need. But, you know, if stuff gets really bad, having a strong community around you, having those strong connections is so, so valuable. And so I love the fact that you're thinking about that as well. Maybe to that point, could you tell us a little bit about either the current reality or your future vision for the East Texas Bitcoin Alliance?
It's really just, number one, we want to start doing meetups and maybe some boot camps where there's kind of more information packed in, and building a network of people that we know we can rely on. So we all have a similar vision, you know, with Bitcoin and kind of just cleaning up what mess has been made here for us in America, you know, But you got to start in the community, because I may be able to go vote for somebody, but that doesn't really make as big of a dent as getting to know your neighbors, your business owners, the police, the mayor, things like that. So it is just Bitcoin Alliance, but it really expands on kind of everything we talked about, you know. And again, I really don't know where it'll end up, so just kind of start here and develop it type of thing.
Well, Chad, I appreciate you sharing with us today. Maybe if you could share just some thoughts for business owners who have heard on this podcast about Oshii in the past, share with them some insights or thoughts there, as well as anything else you'd like to leave the listeners with, including how to find out more about your coffee and maybe reach out to you if they're interested in learning more.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. The two most helpful resources there has been Oshii, a gentleman named Michael. He walks you through everything. And I've given him a lot of feedback, as well as a lot of other people, as it's just barely developing as well. So the more feedback we can give them, I think the cooler it's going to end up in the long run. And then the IBEX guys, they're kind of like the payment facilitator between all of this. And they've been just super helpful. I hear about them all the time doing stuff all over the world now. So it's a company you can rely on. And as far as if anyone wants to get some coffee in their hands and consume that, I would recommend go to that Oshii app, pull it up. There's a tab there that says coffee, and you can just look for East Texas coffee there. I believe we're doing 2 bags of coffee for $30, and that's free shipping. And you'll get, I think it's 10% sats back. So you're going to get like $3 sats back. So it's kind of fun to be able to do that. Get your coffee fresh roasted, delivered with no middleman to mark it up. And so other than that, man, I look forward to listening to your show as I'm out on the road. And, you know, getting to know you, man. I appreciate the invite. It's really cool.
Awesome. Well, Chad, thanks so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Brother, man, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night, sir.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Chad, you can find our links down in the show notes. And be sure to check out the East Texas Coffee Company on Oshii. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.